which is always my mantra, right? I'm always talking about advanced bookings because I think that's the best way to say that.
That's what I call Aloha Spirit. It's a world championship. It's 32 miles across the channel from Molokai to this part of Oahu on the east side. Aloha and welcome once again to another episode of the Hawaii Vacation Connection. My name is Bruce Fisher. Thanks very much for checking in with us. We got a great podcast for you for this Friday, May 13th, 2011. This is our 358th podcast. Glad you're here. Got a lot of ground to cover. We're going to be answering podcast listener questions and Facebook questions. We're going to talk about a Facebook controversy, the sofa bed versus regular bed controversy. And we'll also be going over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, stick around for that. We go over some pricing. Before we do anything else, let's go right outside, take a look at our crater cam. It's finally clearing up. We've had a few days here of rain. It was raining and been kind of muggy the last few days. But it looks like it is clearing out and the skies are looking beautiful. Trade winds are slowly creeping back, but they haven't been, they're not going to be as strong, I understand, for the next few days as we get in to next week. So if you're coming here, you're going to have perfectly lovely weather. Don't worry about it. Like I said, we got a lot of ground to cover. This podcast is brought to you by us. We're the owners of Hawaii Aloha Travel. We're in Hawaii, Hawaii's experts, and you can catch us on the web at www.hawaii-aloha.com. Or you can just give us a call. That's the best thing to do. 1-800-843-8771. Well, you know, let's start off with this issue that came up on Facebook this week. We had a client that called in and got to their condo. And this is a condo, by the way, they picked. We didn't pick them for them. They wanted to stay there. But they were very surprised to see when they were told there were two beds. The two beds meant, and this is a one-bedroom condo, meant one bed in the in the bedroom, and then a pull-out sofa. So they didn't really put it together that the two beds meant they had to have a pull-out sofa. So that brought up the question, and I asked some Facebook users which they thought would be better, or if they thought a sofa bed under any condition is never as good as a single bed. And, you know, I kind of feel like that. I kind of feel like a sofa bed does have some elements of being uncomfortable when you think about it. I mean, if you have a bad back or, if you're, a light sleeper or things like that bother you, then, having a sofa bed, I can understand, might be an issue. Or even if you're handicapped, which in this case, I understand the woman was a little elderly and this was a problem for them. So it's always good to know what the bedding is. Now, we can get condos with one bedroom that have two beds, but they're very hard to come by. And across all the islands, they're very hard to come by. So if you really do have that need, we can try and get you it, but you might end up paying a little bit more than you expect to for it. And it's better if you really need two beds to make sure, real beds, that you get maybe a two-bedroom. A two-bedroom will always have enough bedding, and you don't have to worry about it. So it just brought up the whole topic, and what would you say if you were if you had a sofa bed, would you automatically think that it's not as comfortable as a regular bed? I think most people say they do. We had some comments on our Facebook page as well, so get over there and check it out, and you might find some fun things there as well. So the other thing that came up, and it's been kind of frustrating, a lot of times the airlines, what they have is these special deals, these special airfares. Like recently there was a Hawaiian Airlines you could get for $337 round trip, but it was for only 24 hours. And when you tried to book it, it was never available. And people can come to us and they're frustrated with that. They wonder why we can't get those cheap fares when it was that price for that period of time. And, I just wanted to share with you that the reason for that is because they only make a limited number of seats available for those special deals. And when you do try to go book it, it's like winning the lottery, actually, because you have such a long shot at actually getting one of those seats at those cheap prices. So my advice is when you see a price like that, it looks too good to be true, immediately try to book it. In some cases, it is true. People do get those fares, and we are on it. And if we see them come in, we try to get them as well. If we have a customer on, and especially Yelling is always on those cheap fares. So if always check with us, but try your, especially if you can't get it, then try us, But don't try us first when you see these unbelievably low airfares that are that are obviously an amazing deal. You know, go ahead and try and book it, and then give us a call. Let us know you got that airfare, and we'll do everything else for you, because we can still help you plan your Hawaii vacation, even if you do have those good airfares. Now, another question came in from a Facebook user, and it was from Mike, and he said, any suggestions about good vegan restaurants on Oahu? And I went to Sakara Blackwell. She's a vegan. She's also a caterer here in town. She does some great work, DH Catering. And she suggested Nikki Cafe. It's a Vietnamese restaurant, all vegan. She said the Peace Cafe in Honolulu, also Loving Hut in Kaimuki. And she also mentioned that she heard of a new place called the Downbeat Diner. That's another vegan restaurant. I don't know about the name, Downbeat Diner, but obviously, they have upbeat vegan food, and that would be, she said she didn't try that one yet, but she heard that it is very good. So hopefully that helps you out. And then here's another question. This is from Tanya. She says, this is a silly question, but I have to ask, and that is, I've never been to Hawaii. I really want to go. What's an alternative if I'm afraid to fly? And she lives on the East Coast. And that's actually, we've gotten that question many, many times. And really, the only way to do it without flying to Hawaii is actually to, you'd have to take a cruise from the West Coast to here. So what you'd have to do is either drive, fly, take a bus, take a train, get over to the East Coast. And there are round trip cruises from both Los Angeles and San Diego. So you do that, and then you come back, and then you go home. So you can technically do it. There's not a lot of land time on those Hawaii cruises, but you certainly can do it, and it's a great way to do it. And at least you can see and experience all Hawaii has to offer. There's another question here, and it came from Renee, and she said, the last time my husband and I were in Hawaii, we did the road to Hana, which she doesn't recommend, by the way. And she said, regardless, we were unable to find a souvenir merchandise similar to the one that says, I survived the road to Hana. Ever see those license plates, I survived that long road? That's what she wanted to find. And, you know, those you can find, like I've seen those signs and those kinds of souvenirs actually at Walmart. The Walmarts in Hawaii have great Hawaiiana souvenir sections, but also Long's, which is the local drugstore here. It's also CVS, but it's called Long's. They have an amazing section. But if you're in Hana and you're down in Hana Town, which is like this little tiny, I mean, you can close your eyes and you passed it. There is Tsukamoto's. I can't remember the name, but it's the only market that's down there, and they have tons of really interesting souvenir items. Yalin got these really cool slippers there once with that said, Road to Hana, I survived, or something like that. It was a cute saying about Hawaii and being in Hana. So those are some ideas for you. You might want to check online as well. I didn't do that, but that's certainly a good question, and you want to get great souvenirs when you come to Hawaii. Another thing that came up on our Facebook page, and it kind of ties into this whole thing about flying out here versus, getting here by land or something. And that is how to break up the trip if you're traveling, and how do you get rid of the jet lag? You know, for some people, a 12-hour flight to Hawaii is the longest flight you're ever going to take. How do you deal with it? What are some ideas? How can you keep yourself occupied? And we got some interesting answers from our Facebook users. And the first answer, like the minute I put the question up, was from Hal. And he said, take an Ambien and drink a stiff drink. And I'm like, oh, my God. And then Becky responded right away, and she said, well, that would be an interesting case study in psychology if that ever happened, because, wow, you're going to get pretty messed up if you do that. But there were lots of great ideas, including one, which is how come you can't eat – eating popcorn and, you know, having like a movie day on the plane. They don't serve popcorn, you know, fresh popcorn, but that's an interesting idea. Another woman, Amy, she had a really good idea. She said that she did all her wedding gift thank yous on the flight to Hawaii. So, you know, she killed some time, sent out some nice thank yous where you have all this time. And she said that it was a great way to get nice notes back to her family and friends. And then she had all of the thank you letters postmarked here in Hawaii. So they had the Hawaii postmark on it. So that's a kind of a cute idea. I like that one. A lot about drinking. Take stiff drinks. Some people say here they even bring their Nintendo games. And they play charades. Everybody get drunk and play charades. That's a good one. And they say they play brain games as well. And a couple people say they brought their Kindles. And some people commenting, isn't it dangerous to mix drugs and alcohol? It is, and we're not recommending that you actually do that. I don't know if I even believe that he actually did that. I'm going to have to check with him on that one. But don't get a hangover, and don't be so messed up that when you get here, you can't enjoy yourself. I guess that's the moral of the story, no matter what you do to occupy yourself when you're here in Hawaii. So if you have a question or comment, make sure you get it to me, Bruce, at hawaii-aloha.com. We do this kind of show every Friday, and we are trying to get back to our Tuesday-Friday schedule where we bring you the show. Now's the time in our program we'd like to go over packages that have been booked in the last 24 to 48 hours. So if you're planning a trip to Hawaii, listen up. Here's what things are costing. Here's a trip. It's for two people, traveling July 5th to the 14th, coming in from Denver, doing two islands, going to the Big Island and also to Kauai. On the Big Island, they're going to split their time between the Kona and Hilo side to take advantage of having more time on the Hilo side to do the volcano, and also over on Kauai, staying at the Aston Aloha Beach Resort. They're in an Ocean View hotel room. Total package price on that, listen to this, $36.90. Great deal. Don't forget, small deposit. You pay over time, no interest, and you get this knocked out, and you have a great deal. They're going to have a wonderful time. We do appreciate your business. Mahalo nui to Brennan and Krista Young, and to Jessie. She's over at Extension 42. Extension 42. Next package is for two people as well. They're coming from Dallas, going to Honolulu here on the island of Oahu. They're going to be staying at the Outrigger Reef on the beach. They're traveling June 8th to the 17th. Kind of a last-minute package here, so get the drum roll going. Actually, it's a two-island trip. They're going to be also going over to Maui, staying at the Royal Lahaina. So from the 8th to the 17th. Total package price, $43.33, two islands, great package, last minute as well. She did a nice job on this one. Congratulations to Kalei over at Extension 31. She's the agent that put that one together. And I want to welcome to our Ohana, Brian and Maha Walker. Thank you so much for being part of our Ohana. We appreciate you picking us and choosing Hawaii Aloha Travel. We know that there are a lot of choices. Well, that's going to do it. Don't forget to tune in next week. In the meantime, please go to our blog. It's right on our homepage. We put content up there for you every day. Check out our videos and our podcast page where you see back episodes of this. And if that's not enough for you, we do have an iPhone app. Check it out. It's called Hawaii Aloha Two Words. And in there you find all of our content. All the stuff we do here is all in the palm of your hand. Also, Facebook and Twitter, we're there too. Check us out and keep in touch and interact with us. We'd love to hear from you. That's going to do it. For my beautiful wife, Yale, and all of us here at Hawaii Aloha Travel, we'll say aloha and mahalo. We slowly walk.